Hey, darling. Good morning. Did you sleep well? Oh, no. I'm sorry about your bad dream. Wanna tell me about it? Okay. Well, did you at least have a good rest? Oh, that's good to know. Come here in my arms. Just rest your head on my chest like this. That's better, isn't it? I'm not sure. I think it's a Saturday. Sorry, my head's still a little cloudy. Yeah, I slept at around 4 a.m.-ish, I think. I'm sorry, okay? It's summer for me, and I had all the time in the world last night to finish the show I'm watching. Oh yes, there were a lot of plot twists. Well, turns out, the best friend was dating the sister all this time. Yep, just like us. What? You think I'm joking? I'm serious. The main character's best friend was dating his sister. The sister has had feelings for him all this time. That's the reason why she broke off the engagement. Well, she didn't like the guy anyway, and it was an arranged marriage. I know, crazy, right? But at least they finally got their happy ending. How about us? Aw, darling, I'm sure we'll get our own happy ending. Oh, already getting up, darling? Oh, what time does your meeting start? 12 p.m.? Darling, you still have 2 hours to prepare. Why don't you lay in bed here first with me? We can kill time just by cuddling in bed. Please? Pretty please? Yay! Come here. You love cuddling close in my arms, don't you? And I love having you in my arms, close to my heart. I know. I'm the cheesiest girlfriend you've ever had. But I can't help it. I adore you, and I love you so very much. So, I want to show it to you. How's work? Baby, I just told you, it's summer for me. I'm done with summer classes. I had my final class a few days ago, and gosh, I am so glad that I'm done with it. No, I'm not going back anymore. It was just for a year. Remember what I told you? I'm applying for New Zealand. But I can stay for a little more if you want. Of course. I mean, after all, you're just starting your work life here as well. Darling, of course it's okay with me. You know I love you, and I would be more than happy to extend my stay just for you. I also want to spend more time with you, and I know how much you love your job here. The art studio is great, you're making friends and having fun, and all I want is for you to be happy. I can compromise a little. Darling, don't worry about me. I'll just talk with my mom and dad about it. I can manage, okay? Now, just stay here and kiss me. An alarm? What for? Darling, where are you going? But I thought your meeting doesn't start until 12 p.m. You have another meeting and that one's earlier? Well, that makes perfect sense. Oh, it's okay, darling. At least you set an alarm this time so you wouldn't forget. Now go. You should go and take a shower. I'll cook breakfast for us. Of course, sweetheart. I love you. Hey, darling. I'm done cooking. You wanna eat now? Okay, sorry. You're still in the middle of your meeting. My bad. I'll just wait out here so we can eat together. I wonder what time his meeting ends. I hope it doesn't take too long so we can eat breakfast together. I'll just sit here in the living room and read a book while I wait for him. Darling? Hey, sorry. I didn't realize I fell asleep on the couch. Yeah, sorry about that. I guess I need more sleep. Oh, what time is it? Is your meeting done? Gosh, so sorry. I just went here to wait for you. So I read this book. And the next thing I know, I was already in dreamland. Wait, it's already 3 p.m.? Well, what time did I fall asleep? Like, what time did your meeting start? 10 a.m.? Oh no. The food's cold. I'm sorry, darling. I was just sleepy and tired. You got stuck in your meeting and you couldn't leave. Well, that's okay, darling. So, how did your meeting go anyway? What? You're going to be the director for your next exhibit? Oh my gosh, congrats, darling. I'm so proud of you. Wait, but what about the art classes? Will someone cover for you? You'll handle both of your art classes and directing your studio's next exhibit? Wow, would you look at this hard-working artist boyfriend of mine? I am so proud of you. Now, wait here. I'm gonna go heat up our food so we can finally eat. I haven't eaten anything yet, and I am starving. Oh, and I also cooked something I know for sure that you would love. Consider it as our celebration. Wait, you're going to where? You're going to the art studio? But didn't you finish your meeting? Do you still have to go? I see. No, it's okay. I completely understand. So, you're gonna have to visit the art studio, which is 30 minutes away from our apartment. And then, of course, you'll have to stay there to work, because like you said, you need to start working, or else you'll have to rush it, which of course, you don't want, I don't want it, we don't want it. So you need to start as early as now to have as much time to work on it. Okay, that's fine. No, of course it's okay with me. You should go. No problem, darling. I'll just stay here and wait for you. Well, what time do you come back? You're not sure yet. Okay, that's fine by me. I'll probably just binge watch another show from my watch list. It's all good. Wait. What about your food? You haven't eaten yet, right? Okay, just stay here and I'll just quickly pack a lunchbox for you, so... Are you really in that much of a hurry? But what about your food? You'll just pass by a drive-thru. Burger King? Is that enough for you? Are you sure a burger will suffice? You've got quite an appetite. Oh, okay. So, Christine is bringing food for the team. Okay, I get it. You'll have food to eat at the studio. Okay, well, hurry up. Of course I'll be fine. I'll either just sleep or watch. Or, I don't know, I could read a book. I don't know, I'll find something to do. Hugh, take care on your way, okay? I love you. Well, it looks like I'll have to eat these on my own. I know I shouldn't be sad. I'm actually really happy for him. It's just that I miss him. We haven't spent that much time together despite living in the same house. I just wish we'd bond more. Well... It's no use getting sad like this. I'll just eat, then probably take a nap after. Hey, I'm awake. Hi, darling. It's fine. I figured you might get home late, 'cause... You still have your classes, right? Oh, I see. Well, can I ask what made you come home this late? Oh, you went out with your coworkers to celebrate. Did you guys have drinks? A little? Baby. Your flushed face doesn't look like you've had little drinks to me. Your face is red all over. And gosh, you stink. Well, I mean, that beer scent is so strong. Do you even know what time it is? It's 2 a.m. Are you sure you're not drunk? Really? You're just a little tipsy? Okay, I believe you. What made me believe you? Well, you easily stumble over when you're drunk, and you talk gibberish. You can speak well, and clearly you were able to go home on your own and walk all the way from our front door to our room. Wait here. I'll go get you water and fresh clothes. Here, drink this. And I brought you your hangover cure. I also made soup. I'm just waiting for it to finish cooking. It shouldn't take long. Now, take your clothes off. What? I'll put these on you. What were you thinking? Dummy, I'm not going to do whatever it is you're thinking of. 'Cause first of all, you're not 100% aware of what you're doing. You're drunk, sort of. Secondly, you have to take your clothes off 'cause you need to change. And lastly, I need to take care of you. So come on, I'll help you undress. There we go. Much better, right? Now drink your water. I'll be back with your soup. Then you can take your hangover cure after. Darling, are you okay? Can you sit up? There you go. Here. Careful, it's hot. How are you feeling? Much better? Did the soup help? Okay. Well, go on and take your hangover cure. Then you can rest after. Nothing, I'm just a little upset. 'Cause you didn't even message me that you were going out with your friends. Darling, you know I'm not against you spending time with them, but you could have at least let me know through text, right? I was worried sick. Especially when it was already 11 p.m. and you weren't home yet. No, of course I'm not mad, darling. I'm sorry. I was just worried. And when you arrived home, I just got in bed. I was planning to nap for a little bit, then wake up later. I even set an alarm so I would wake up after 30 minutes. It's alright, my love. I know that you were excited, and so is everyone, including me. You were probably just too excited, that's why you forgot to message me. And that's okay. Just please, remember to message me next time, okay? So that I wouldn't worry too much. Yeah, everyone is excited. And by everyone, I mean, I told our families about it. I had a video call earlier with Mom and Dad and James and your parents and sister too. Yeah, they had brunch together. It was James and Catherine's idea. Just like a small get-together, you know? So yes, while everyone was there, I took the opportunity to reveal the good news. Wait, did you not want them to know? Oh, I'm sorry for getting ahead the both of us, darling. Are you sure? You might be mad. Okay, if you say so. Oh, what was that kiss for? You're thanking me for doing this? What do you mean by this? Aw, darling, it's my pleasure. It's only my responsibility to take care of you like this. And if anything, I am the thankful one. Because I have the best boyfriend in the entire world. No, that's not a stretch. Listen to me. What more could I ask for, I have the most talented, hardworking, loving, caring, and the most handsome man as my boyfriend, which is you. I love you. I really do. Darling, I don't want you to doubt yourself. Of course, you are the best in my eyes. Never doubt that, okay? Now, let's go to bed, okay? We should both really get some sleep, especially you. You've probably had a long day and you deserve to rest. We'll talk more in the morning, okay? I want to know all about your celebration. And we could also have a celebration of our own. Good night, my love. May you have the sweetest dreams. I love you.